Collage number two, smelling the roses. Participants refuel when reconnecting with nature. The second most popular subjects submitted were images of nature. Half of the images were photographs of plants, bushes, and trees taken outdoors, while the other half featured houseplants found indoors, like the kitchen, living room, or bedroom. Some of the plants were hanging from the ceiling near windows, inside a mason jar on a storage shelf, and inside vases on top of a dresser. The house plants were mostly green leaf plants, with a few others featuring beautiful reddish purple leaves, and in one case, bright yellow flowers. The outdoor nature shots showcased a blossom tree, bright white and yellow flowers, as well as flower beds filled with blue, pink, yellow, red, purple, and white flower assortments. One can assume that these photographs would fall under any of the prompts, be it images of participants' home, neighborhood, or things they love. It was evident, especially from participants in the medical or social service fields, that most people struggled to separate themselves from work-related stress. One participant described this phenomenon as, quote, taking one's job back with you, end quote. But in the spirit of healing, participants also shared ways they de-stressed from work or school to make room for joy and relaxation in their lives, like spending time outdoors and reconnecting with nature. It was also common that during the pandemic, many participants took on new hobbies and projects, particularly during lockdown. We can assume that these images reflect participants' newfound connection or appreciation with their surrounding natural environments, a result of pandemic lockdowns or isolation. It could also be inspired by one of Alfaro's discussion prompts, in which he asked us to name our cross streets and aspects of our neighborhoods that inspired feelings of love and happiness. In both cases, these prompts encouraged us to consider our living environment, spaces, and neighborhoods as contributing factors to mental health and well-being. The submitted photographs of various natural elements embody participants' association with home, neighborhood, or love. And in the spirit of self-care, this prompt and exercise inspired participants to venture outdoors and truly, quote, stop and smell the roses, end quote. Despite the various geographics of participants throughout the sessions, every community represented offered something of healing and beauty.